Just a quick one that just kind of popped up while I was sitting here. I noticed two people walking their dogs down a sidewalk, and both these dogs, as far as their breed is concerned, they both are docile breeds. I mean, they're not aggressive breeds. Now, what I'm about to say doesn't really matter even if you have a known aggressive breed, something like, say, a pit bull or a shepherd or something like that. What I notice with people nowadays is that when they're walking their dog and they see another person walking their dog, they either cross the street or they go further inland so that the two dogs can't see each other or, you know, meet each other. And that's wrong. We shouldn't do that. Your dog is curious, just like any other animal is curious. You've got to think that if you are a human being and you were raised by apes, and the apes took you around the forest and everything and showed you how life works, and this is how you get food, and this is how you do all that. You've never seen another human being in your life, and you just, you know, gotten kind of accustomed to how the apes treat you, and you'd say, well, this must be how it is. But then one day, another human appears in the forest, and you're like, wait a minute, well, what is that? That's just like me. I want to talk to that thing. How can I talk to that thing? But the ape pulls that human in closer and doesn't allow it to happen. Everything is curious by nature. Everything. That's the reason why fish swim up to you at the fish tank and look at you funny, because they're like, what the hell is that? Not to mention that through the glass, you probably look 100 times magnified, so that poor bastard is curious and scared. But that's the thing. I see it all too often nowadays that people don't bring their dogs to dog parks and they don't allow their dogs to meet. I never did that with Grace. With Grace, Grace walked pretty much without a leash, so Grace could walk up to any dog. She always did it when I was standing by her side. She never just wandered off and, you know, talked to other dogs. That wasn't allowed. She knew that. I don't know how she knew it, but she knew it. She was well trained. Grace would tell me if she didn't like another dog. If she walked up upon another dog, they sniffed each other out and decided, hey, not really my type. You could see with Grace, there was good signs. You could always see her hair would raise up a certain way. Now, so what I'm getting at is not everybody has a Grace, but at the same time, if you have a dog or any kind of animal that you walk, you should know that animal. Just like if you drive a car, you should know how your car works. You should know the dangers and you have that just by looking at, you know, your dashboard, and it will tell you when things are not right. So the same thing is true with animals. If you know that your animal is the type of animal that doesn't get along with other animals, then fine, so be it. Don't allow your dog to walk up to him. But at the same time, even when you have a dog like that, you will also notice that while you're walking down the road, your dog is very inquisitive about the other dog that walked by. See, it's dangerous because you can automatically base the opinion that, oh, well, I know my dog and he doesn't get along with other dogs. So even though he's inquisitive about that other dog and he's not growling or anything, he's just inquisitive, I still shouldn't let him go up to that other dog because he's been aggressive with other dogs in other times. But that's kind of a bad way of looking at it, because you can't just base every rule off of a previous experience. You can definitely base, you know, how things may play out. You can definitely add it to the proposition of how the outcome may be, but you shouldn't always go off that one thing. Animals are different. You know, people are different. I could get along with one person and then meet somebody that's completely exactly like that other person and say, oh, I don't want to meet the new guy because he reminds me of the old guy. But for all I know, there could be other chapters in that new guy's book that I know nothing about, that I want to know about. See what I'm saying? It's important, I think, for anybody that owns an animal, especially a dog, especially dogs that are sociable dogs, that we allow them to interact with their own kind. I feel bad for them every time I see it. I literally just saw it before I made this audio. It's the reason I'm making it is because there's a Labradoodle and there was a Collie. And they were both just, neither one of them was growling or vicious or anything. They're both just looking at each other like the human in the forest. Like, that's me. That's another me. I want to talk to that thing. And we don't allow it because we're afraid of what the outcome will be. There's not a lot of dogs. I mean, yeah, there's plenty of, you know, pit bulls, Rottweilers, and all them that are very strong animals that could definitely pull the leash out of your hand if they decided to go for another dog. So obviously some kind of preparation or, you know, be prepared for the worst is definitely warranted. But to just totally ignore the needs of another animal interacting with its own is in one way or another, whether you look at it or not, is a form of slavery and imprisonment. You're imprisoning that animal and you're not allowing it to be at least free enough to experience what it's like to meet another dog. This is just one man's opinion, but if you own an animal, remember this. Think about it. Think about what I said. You know, most dogs will know within the first few seconds whether or not they're going to be aggressive towards another dog. And you have plenty of time to evaluate the situation. Now, if your dog, if you, the reason you don't bring your dog up to other dogs is because, oh, one time I let Tiffy go and talk to another dog and Tiffy jumped and started yelling and barking at the other dog and they almost got into a fight. That's more likely the reason that happened was because you weren't paying attention to the situation and you and the other person were sitting there talking about politics or whatever it may be. And there's obviously you want to communicate with the other human while the dogs communicate, but you still have to keep your eyes on the ball. You know, you have to understand that that interaction isn't about you and the other guy talking about the weather. That interaction is about allowing something that you say that you love to interact and understand and personalize itself with something of its same being. It's something that's important. Imagine if somebody would not allow you to talk to any other humans because of how you acted as a child. So you, your whole life, you are controlled by another human being or another whatever. And you, at one time, as a child, at a birthday party, acted out and threw cake at the birthday boy. And then after that, the person in charge never let you speak to another human being. That's not fair. And you know it's not. So why do we do it to our animals? I love you all. Be good to your dogs. They are way better than cats. I don't care what anybody says. Dogs rule. Cats rule. Peace.